A romantic relocation from Minnesota to Texas goes south.
I would not have moved down there unless things would have worked out.
Or was a return trip already planned?
She decided to pack up, grab everything that she could possibly fit in the small SUV, including my dog.
Where's your stuff?
He has it. He was trying to make me have sex with him to get my stuff back, and my father witnessed this.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Vanessa Smith is suing her ex-boyfriend, Bradley Betland, for moving expenses, the return of property, locksmith fees, and emotional distress.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 217 on the calendar in the matter of Smith versus Bedlin.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Miss Smith, this is your former live-in boyfriend. You took an apartment together. You had a lease. You had some sort of falling out. Each one of you claimed the other left or threw them out. You want moving expenses. The defendant wants your half of the rent after you left and money for breaking the lease and forcing him to stay in the apartment and pay for something that you originally agreed to share. So, let's start out with when you and Mr. Betlin became a couple.
2013.
And when did you first move into an apartment together?
We lived on and off since 2013.
And when did you live together since 2013?
In my home.
And when did you move into a place where you signed a joint lease?
When we decided to move to Texas in September of 2016.
And you signed a one-year lease?
That is correct.
And when did you separate?
We separated November 6th of 2016.
Well, now we're a year later. And tell me what you want from him.
I'm asking for all of my moving expenses because Mr. Betlin agreed to pay for them, and I do have the proof of that.
All of your moving expenses to where?
From Texas to Minnesota.
Mr. Betlin, did you agree to pay? You weren't getting along. That was November of 2016, right?
Correct.
And so you had an amicable separation? When I say a friendly, amicable. It was a friendly, you said, I'm leaving, I'm going back to Minnesota?
No.
Well, what? Why don't you tell me what happened?
I left November 1st for my daughter's baby shower with my father.
Okay, so
she left
before. So you left November 1st.
And, yeah.
And right. Before November 1st, Ms. Smith, just so that I'm comfortable with knowing who I'm dealing with, before November 1st, you and Mr. Betlin were getting along just fine.
It was starting to get rocky.
Okay.
Because...
So, just a second. It was starting to get rocky.
Yep.
So things weren't going well, and you left for your daughter's something or other with your father to another jurisdiction. That's on November 1st.
Yes.
And what's next?
The reason I left, he knew I was leaving.
Don't tell me what he knew.
Okay.
You left, and things weren't good between the two of you when you left.
No. And what? Then on November 5th, we were talking, and he told me that he was done.
Okay. So things weren't good. Just
him.
A second.
Okay.
Things weren't good before you left.
Correct.
And you were talking, and finally he said to you, I'm done.
Yep.
I'm done. And where were you when he said, I'm done?
Minnesota.
Okay. Good. And where do you live now?
Minnesota.
So you stayed in Minnesota.
I stayed in Minnesota.
Just a second. Weren't happy, went to your daughter's baby shower in Minnesota. You stayed in Minnesota, and it is your claim that he made a contract with you to pay your moving expenses to move all of your stuff from Texas, where you had been living together, to Minnesota. Well, that would have been very nice of him.
Yeah.
Something he'd...
Yes.
Something I would never award you.
I have
something
text message.
I would never award you. So now... You have to demonstrate, I'm just telling you what your burden is in the law.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to prove to me that for a reason, there was a contract.
I have the text message.
Listen to me. I'm going to tell you what a contract is. A contract is something where there is an offer to do something. I will pay for your moving. An acceptance of that offer, which you say, great, and some, what we call in the law, consideration. Something that he gains from this oral contract, an offer, an acceptance, and consideration. Now I'll see what you want me to believe is the contract that he made with you to move your stuff when he had no obligation to do that in the law.
Your Honor.
Shh. He says, I'm trying to raise the $1,500. I'm trying to work hard so I have an extra $1,500 to give you.
Yes.
Don't stress, it will work out, Vanessa.
Here
I don't know.
Of them.
Save. You told him to save. Save, and we will get this done by February 1st. Is that what you're
Those
talking
are
to?
All of his text messages.
Just a second.
Here are the rest of them.
I'm going to look at them. So far, I see no contract to pay your moving expenses. Okay. It's easy. What's after the baby then? What does that mean?
He agreed to give me the money February 16th after my daughter had her baby.
Well, after the baby then, I need time to go and make the money so at the end of this month, I absolutely have no money. I might just have to use my semi, but I still won't have money. I would rather you get your things also. But do you remember who paid to get them down here? I still have not recovered. That's
Thank
what
you.
He's saying to you. I still don't see a contract. I will hand you the money as you're driving away. No, you don't. You will need to get a credit card to rent and secure it. So did I. You said you will take the washer if I don't give you the money. What is that about?
He actually kept my mother's washer.
You're going to penalize me for not doing what you want me to do. Really? I don't have the money. Does that help you understand the problem? Okay. I don't see a contract. Now, where's your stuff?
He has it.
Where?
Are you talking about my personal belongings?
Well, that's what...
I had to drive all the way down to Texas. I had to pay for my flight down there. My dad had to take time out of work to fly down there.
So what?
I would not have moved down there unless things would have worked out.
Okay.
When I
moved... Ms. Smith, grow up. Okay, let's get...
Your Honor.
You have no case against him. You had a relationship that didn't work out. You tried moving from one place to another. It didn't work out. You weren't getting along. You could have gone back and stayed with him.
Your Honor, I would not have left November 1st with my $10,000 motorcycle sitting there if I would have known that he was going to break up with me on November 6th. I wouldn't have. I had $30,000 in a house.
Going to come back.
Listen to me.
I had no idea because I had asked him that day.
Did you get your stuff?
I said, I asked him that day.
He's not paying for your stuff.
I said, how am I supposed to get my stuff?
You got all your stuff. You get your stuff because you're a grown up.
No, I don't have all my stuff. He still has stuff.
Just a second. You're going to tell me what stuff he has that's yours. Return a value of the price. Tell me what he has.
He has my mother's washer.
Just a second. Mother's washing machine.
Yep. That I am still paying for.
Just a second. What else?
He has a Harley Davidson glass that my father bought for me.
Just a second. You're talking about a drinking glass?
It's, I can show
you. Just tell me what it is. Is it a drinking glass?
It's a mug.
Harley mug.
Mm-hmm, with a
peanut What else?
Top.
What else?
A hammock swing chair that my mother had gotten me.
What else?
I also had to pay for a locksmith because he sent me the wrong key to the lock for my storage.
Mother's washing machine, Harley mug, and a hammock swing chair. Those are the three things of property. Anything else?
Your Honor, also...
Just a second. I said anything else.
No.
Great. Do you have the washing machine?
Pay careful attention
to me. Do you have the washing machine?
Yes.
Was it her mother's washing machine?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Do you have the Harley mug?
No.
What about the hammock swing chair? Pay careful attention.
No, I do not have it.
Do you know what it is?
It was in the storage unit when I locked it up.
Okay. So what you do have is the washing machine.
Right. But I had to leave it to get another tenant. I told the other tenant that I found to move in to take her off the lease would not move in if I did not leave the appliances, which is a refrigerator and a dryer that I purchased, and the washer that her. Now,
just
I explained
now,
to her, she
hold
needed
on.
To...
Shh. Listen to me carefully. You separated in November
Correct.
Of 2016. You sublet the apartment when?
March 31st.
Your Honor.
Don't speak. I'm done with your side. Now I'm dealing with him.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a home health aide.
For whom were you working in October of 2016?
I was working for Las...
Just think very carefully, because the phone's right here.
And later today...
Hidden Meadow notified you when that they were not going to perform any weddings?
On May 23rd.
And when did you notify the plaintiffs?
July 31st.
What took you 2 months to advise them?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Vanessa Smith says, ex-boyfriend Bradley Betlin promised to help her move after they broke up. Bradley is countersuing for the return of rent and a broken lease.
Now, March 31st, somebody else moved in and took over your lease.
And got her off.
Shh. So you lived there November, December, January, and February, correct? Did you pay the entire rent for those months?
Yes, plus utilities.
You were there and paid. Now, you want to tell me your version of the circumstances surrounding your separation?
Sure. I was out on the road, and she
doing
had...
Doing what?
I'm a semi-truck driver for over the road. When I found out that she was going back early to Minnesota...
When were you
We were going to go back for the baby shower together in my semi-truck because we could not afford to drive the car back, fly her dad down. We could not afford that. So we were going to drive my semi-truck back to Minnesota. I was going to wait for her to get done with the baby shower, and then we were going to drive back home. She decided that she was going to take the...
When was the baby shower?
Beginning of November. She decided a week early, while I was out on the road, to pack up. She knew she wasn't coming back. She packed up every clothes in her dresser, grabbed everything that she could possibly fit in the small SUV, including my dog, and drove back to Minnesota. She knew she wasn't coming back.
With her father?
She flew her dad in with the rent money to drive back with her, that she took the rent money.
You mean in November?
Yes.
Your Honor, that is not correct.
And in October. Oh.
Did you have to make up November's rent?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What kind of work was Ms. Smith doing when you were living together?
She's on disability.
What kind of work do you do?
I am actually a home health aide at the time that we
worked
together.
Just a second. I asked you a question. What kind of work do you do?
I'm a home health aide.
And when did you start working?
I have been working since 2015.
Okay. For whom were you working in October of 2016?
I was working for Las...
Just think very carefully, because the phone's right here. Who were you working for in October?
Las Palentes.
Check with your father.
My father wasn't there. It was Las Palentes Nursing Senior High Rise. I was a wait staff at the senior home.
Are you also receiving disability?
I was. I'm only working part-time because of my back, yes.
Gotcha.
I'm only allowed to work 20 hours a week.
Ordinarily, sir, I would make you compensate her for the washer and dryer. I'm not going to do that. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, fine. And I actually believe your story, and I don't believe hers. That I believe your story that she and her father went and took all the things that you could fit in the car. In any event, you don't have the mug, which is a sentimental thing, and you don't know what she's talking about the hammock, whatever was there was in the storage unit. And you got somebody relatively soon to sublet the apartment, and you did live there for those few months, and you're probably very happy not being together.
Right.
Would that all be a fair statement?
He still lives there.
Good.
Your Honor.
Oh, we're done. You get it. Zippity. Doo-dah. You get nothing. Zero. He doesn't have to pay.
To make me have sex with him to get my stuff back, and my father witnessed this.
Would you do me a favor? Return this to her. Doesn't get the fact that there's no contract. You left.
I left only for my daughter's baby shower.
I just entertained it. You weren't paying attention.
Goodbye.
Okay. Parties are excused. You may step out.
He uses women.
I'm just glad it's over with.
He's a womanizer.
Never. This was not an abusive relationship. No lying, no cheating.
He denied everything all the time. And I believed everything he said.
I'm just glad it's done. I'm going to move on.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Stute Wilson versus Brasher Schultz. Step forward.
Charlotte Stute and her fiancé, Derek Wilson, are suing Julie Schultz and Dorothy Brasher for damages resulting from the cancellation of their wedding venue.
You two were planning a wedding for what date?
November 18th, 2017.
And you hired the defendants to locate a venue for you?
Correct.
How long have you been doing that?
About a year.
Did they come recommend it to you?
We found them on a reputable wedding website.
Great. And you picked a place, and the place that you picked was called Hidden Meadow.
Correct.
And you reserved Hidden Meadow for November 18th.
Correct.
2017.
Correct.
And the cost of that venue was how much?
$4,600.
Just for the venue?
Correct.
You got your caterer, your flowers, your music, $4,600.
Yes.
And you reserved that venue with a deposit of how much?
$2,484.
Which you got back?
We did.
because Hidden Meadow went out of business. What happened to them?
The owner decided to cancel all the weddings that we had booked.
Do you know why?
Noise complaints with neighbors, parking on the street.
Was this in someone's home?
Correct. It's an estate in Encinitas.
Yes.
Do you have a contract with them?
Yes, we do.
With Hidden Meadow?
Correct.
May I see it?
Yes. Here's the contract. Your Honor, it's a little iffy when you read through it.
Don't tell me I know a contract.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Once we found out that they were having to manage the estate, we didn't want anything to do.
What do you mean they had to manage that estate? I don't know what that
is. Because we were informed by her, Dorothy, that they had to manage our wedding for that day. After all the lies, the cancellations, we wanted nothing to do with working with them anymore.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Charlotte Stute and fiancé Derek Wilson claim Julie Schult and Dorothy Brasher cost them money when they canceled their wedding venue 2 months before the big day.
Okay. So you have no contract with them?
This is the contract that they
drafted. This is a contract with Hidden Meadow. It says, if Hidden Meadow, herein referred to as the owner, is unable to perform its responsibility as defined in this agreement due to an act of God, casualty, or other cause, whether or not listed herein beyond the reasonable control of the owner, and the event is required to be canceled by the owner, the retainer paid by the client shall be returned to the client, that's you, and the owner shall have no responsibility whatsoever for loss or damage to the client.
Correct.
Now, Hidden Meadow notified you when that they were not going to perform any weddings.
On May 23rd.
And when did you notify the plaintiffs that Hidden Meadow would not be performing weddings?
July 31st.
Now, what took you 2 months to advise them?
Well, we were negotiating with the owner at that time, trying to convince her to let us have these two weddings in November. And we were also looking for other venues to offer to help the brides. We had four brides at this time when this happened. So we were trying to find venues,
four
options.
Brides? All at Hidden Meadow?
Yes.
Now, when you told them on July 31st, they had August, September, October, that's 3 months, relatively short time to find another venue. Did you find another venue for them?
Yes, I did.
What was the name of the other venue?
It was Windmill Ranch.
Did you go there?
Yes, we did.
Did you like it?
Yes, it was a fine venue. We went, both of us had toured it, and we gladly accepted the recommendation. Once we found out that they were having to manage the estate, we said we don't want, they had to manage that estate as well for us on the wedding day. So we didn't want anything
to do. What do you mean they had to manage that estate? I don't know what that is.
Because basically the people that owned that Windmill Ranch were not available to run a wedding that day. So we were informed by her, Dorothy, that they had to manage our wedding for that day. After all that had happened, all of the lies, the cancellations, we wanted nothing to do with working with them anymore. So we just said, thank you for the offer. We will look for something on our own. And that's where we went on our own.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Justice, go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, they found another place that you liked. The people who usually run it, who run the estate, said, we can't manage it. You'll have to get someone else to run the event that day, but you're more than welcome to
pay. Well, they only would allow her because they're friends with her. So they said Dorothy would be able to run that day.
That event that day. Now, you already had vendors.
Correct.
You had vendors and everything else that
Correct.
You had paid deposits to, and you could have used those vendors at this place.
Yes.
Your choice was not to, because they had not told you in what you felt was a timely fashion, allow them to run the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So, just a second. I'm following you.
Okay, got it.
So, instead, you decided to find a venue on your own for
yes.
this wedding that hasn't taken place yet.
Correct.
And you found a place that was much more expensive, and not only was it much more expensive, but it was an all-inclusive, so that you lost the deposits that you had given your vendors.
Yes.
And that's what you want them to pay for, $5,000 for all the trouble and aggravation.
Correct.
Is that right?
And different
your case
costs.
Is dismissed. We're done.
Thank you.
Have a great wedding.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. Miss, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
They needed a place to stay.
That was nice of you.
Lured into a house of horrors.
I wasn't allowed to be a mom to my child. All these people are doing is making my life a living hell. I can't be a mother.
Judge Judy.
I think I'm just relieved.
I think it was fair.
Trying to plan a wedding in 3 months has been the most stressful thing that I have ever been through.
Because she chose a more expensive venue, that she was definitely trying to make up some of that money.
We went with something more expensive. That was all that was available. With 3 months to go, you don't really have a lot of options.
And we just want to wish her the best and lots of happiness.